This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in light of what happened with Roe v. Wade, where, remember, the feds did not ban abortion. The feds just said, we're out. In fact, the verbiage is, the Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Meaning the states could have it, the states could not have it. So the feds are not banning abortion. They're just saying it's not us. In essence, that overturns Roe v. Wade, because Roe v. Wade put the feds involved, made the feds involved, saying the feds have to, the feds interpret the Constitution as we are going to make a national law, say, or we are going to uphold that the Constitution allows there to be a national law. But what happened today was they didn't ban it. They just said, look, we're out. We don't get to make a decision on this. This is between a person and their state or their doctor or whatever. So they basically punt the authority of abortion back to the people and their elected representatives. So the next question people have is, what about LGBTQ communities and what about same-sex marriage? And so because the government cannot ban abortions, the government cannot ban same-sex marriages. And you guys know how I feel, you know, about that. I have family members. I have good friends. You know, I support same-sex marriage. And I don't feel the government has a right to ban it. And based on what happened with Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court should not be able to ban it. If the Supreme Court is using this ruling from today, saying, look, the feds don't have a role, then if that's going to be the precedent set, then that's what they're going to say as well. Then they're going to say, look, we as feds don't have a role. Where that could get a little complicated for same-sex marriage is if it goes back to the states. Some states could say, no, we're not allowing it. So then it's going to be kind of like the way it was, where, and kind of the way it still is, where certain, you have to travel to certain states. But where I live, same-sex marriage, and I voted for it, it's good. So no matter what the feds say, the state will still allow same-sex marriage. California, multiple states. So I don't believe that the government, that SCOTUS, based on what they did today, is going to then change their minds and say, we are going to actively ban it. I know there's been a lot of discussion, and there's been a lot of concern that SCOTUS is going to ban it. But again, you know, we have to look at these laws, and I know we're not legal experts, but when you actually read what they did, like, for example, with Roe v. Wade or whatever, the feds, they want out. They don't want people protesting their home. They don't want every time the president's switching, there be a new decision or new laws on it. They don't want the court stacked. They want, if it's a state issue, it just go to the state and leave us out. That could affect women who might live in a state that won't support or pay for abortion, but the feds are not banning it. Same thing with same-sex marriage. And I don't think the court is allowed to ban a union between two people. I don't think the Constitution allows it. So I don't believe the Supreme Court would rule that way. And I live in a state where it went to our ballot boxes. It was on our Was it the 2016 election or the 2020? But where we voted to have same-sex marriage in Nevada. So we have it. I don't think SCOTUS is going to go that far. The other thing, too, also is, with abortion and same-sex marriage, it is a little different. You know, with same-sex marriage, we aren't using tax dollars. The reason why I think it passed so easily is because, two people love each other, let them be together. You know, that's a little different than, we are going to have tax dollars paying for this procedure and you guys are voting to allow that procedure to go forward. So I don't equate abortion to same-sex marriage, and I hope nobody does. They are two completely different things. An abortion is a very private medical procedure, and a very serious one, that a mother, hopefully the father, and the doctor and the family are weighing and discussing. Same-sex marriage is two people wanting to form a union, spend their lives together, and I get that, marriage offers certain tax breaks and things like that, but two people wanting to join a union together and whatever, that doesn't affect, other individuals. Nobody has to feel like they have to protect a fetus. Nobody has to feel like they have to protect it. So I just don't see it. And I could be wrong. I could be naive. I think Business Insider and multiple outlets have said that Clarence Thomas has alluded to how these other cases need to be looked at. His quote they give is, Thomas wrote in his concurring opinion that the court should examine other cases that fall under the court's previous due process precedents. For that reason, in future cases, we should consider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell. So the Due Process Clause ensures that Americans have the right to due process before someone can take away their inalienable rights. These, with the Griswold versus Connecticut decision, that was back in 1965, according to Business Insider, where the Supreme Court decided 7-2 that people have the right to privacy granted by the Bill of Rights that protects against state restrictions on contraception. If overturned, states will be granted to the ability to outlaw various forms of birth control. I just don't see it. The people, it's going to be up to the people, and it's very popular. Same-sex marriage is very popular. Contraception is popular. So I don't see those getting affected. That's just my guess. 1-877-DOLLAR.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am an American, and I want America to be feared. I want other countries to say we're not going to mess with that country. We're not going to mess with them. We would be idiots to mess with them. If there's a couple American soldiers that are in Ukraine, hanging out, helping their friends, we're not going to touch them. We're not going to touch one hair on their head. Because America will bring the rain. We're not going to mess with them. We don't seem to really have that sort of reputation anymore. I don't know what Russia's planning on doing with the people they caught in Ukraine, by the way. They weren't in Russia. Okay, Ukraine is supposed to be safe soil for us Americans. But Russia has already said we can't promise we're not going to kill them. Like, you kidding me? Where's the rain? Why aren't we all over that? Why aren't we getting Brittany Griner back? U.S. basketball Olympian, basketball champion, who was there arrested for having vape cannabis cartridges. Which, again, I do find kind of suspect because she's worked in Russia. She works both in Russia and America. She, you know, plays for those teams, both teams. So she's aware, you know. And you know what? Oops, you know what? I forgot I brought this. All right, fine, I'll throw them out. Why does she have to be detained for months? But apparently we, as America, are more soft-spoken. And we just don't have that sort of stereotype of, oh, you don't want to mess with America. Now, we have the best military in the world. We have the most amazing generals. But our commander-in-chief looks kind of weak. And the latest headline is displaying his cheat sheet. Apparently, we got to see another one of Joe Biden's cheat sheets. And I get Joe Biden is 79 years old. I get that he's forgetting some things. But this cheat sheet he's given is one of the most unpresidential things I've ever seen. And it actually is something that I have seen in grade schools. I've taught in a variety of settings. And when you need to give instructions to children in their primary years, you might add some capital letters. You might bullet. You might add some italics for the grown-ups to kind of understand. And sadly, Joe Biden showed off his cheat sheet. This happened yesterday. He was, I guess, supposed to talk on... What was he talking about? Industry executives, wind. Oh, the wind industry. I don't think anybody really caught that. And so his cheat sheet says the president. Says offshore wind drop by sequence of events. And it's underlined. And then it says you enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to participants. You take your seat. And the U is capitalized and the your is capitalized. Who is telling the president where and how to sit? You're the president? You want to enter a room, you enter a room. You want to sit, you sit. You want to stand, you stand. But man, they're choreographing every move he makes. And it looks like they're doing this to remind him. Press enters. You give brief comments. And his fingers covered up how many minutes. Press departs. You ask Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO, a question. Liz is going to join virtually. Then you thank the participants, and then you, capital letters, depart. And I think he followed that to a T. But it's just, oh my gosh, he's the president. And I don't like to talk about these things on air because I don't want to draw any more attention to things that I don't want other countries to see, but it's already out there. And as a physician, it's very apparent what's going on. He has memory lapses. He has cognitive missteps. And his team is trying to keep him on the straight and narrow and, you know, have him not make those mistakes. It also almost looks like fear. Whoever wrote this must think their job is at risk. And they had to be very careful with the capital letters and the bullets so that he would be able to read it and understand it. And then he shows everybody. See, these aren't talking points. Like, okay, well, you know, you need to talk about what's happening with this industry and, you know, how this is going to affect the stock market and inflation and you know, because I get it. You know, I've done public speaking. I usually don't bring anything up there because it messes me up. You guys see, you notice when I speak, all of a sudden I start to slow down and say, because I'm reading something. I don't want to read something. I want to just speak. And so I don't like having talking points, but if I am given a speech and there are important talking points that the person who wanted me there to touch upon, I will have those bulleted. These are not talking points. These are reminding him that he needs to thank people and he needs to greet them. And somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, that's not what this is. It's a script. We've all had scripts. You enter stage right. You exit stage left. This doesn't look like a script. I know scripts. They are telling him, you take your seat after saying hello. Why does that have to be written down? Isn't it understood that if you're going to walk into a room, you say hello? In fact, when I was in grade school, when teachers would have that written down, I'm like, I don't want to waste my time reading this because that's common sense. Just tell me. See, I get a little discombobulated when there's instructions because I feel like I have to follow the instructions. I'm like such a goody two-shoes with that. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to follow all the instructions. Don't just say, look, these are the three things I need you to do when you enter a room, when you leave the room. Like if I had one person, I had given a speech and somebody tried to micromanage exactly what I said and it just didn't work. And it's not that I mean, because I like to follow rules. It was, the instructions were so ridiculous. I go, just tell me that you want me to introduce the person. And I have my own, here we go, I got the paragraph, I got that. But don't write out a script. Because people don't want to see that. So, you know, this isn't just a script. This sadly is, he's having issues. He's having some serious issues. And, sir, this is something on your chin. Oh, there is something on your chin. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody gave him a note that he had something on his chin. Yeah. So, that I can understand. You know, you got a boogie. You might want to clean the boogie. I mean, Mike Pence had a fly on his head for most of the vice presidential debate. I don't even remember what they talked about because I was just fixated on the fly. So I could get that. But President Biden is our president until 2026, right? No. He got in 2020, and so 2024. I'm allowed to have a gap. I'm not the president. So he's our president until 2024. That's a long time. We still have another 2 years. Until 2025, because the election's in 2024. And it seems to me that he needs some very basic instructions. And the fact that he doesn't hide them. I mean, if somebody handed it to me, I'm like, get this out of here. It's going to confuse me. He was holding on to that for dear life. And holding on to it so much that it got caught on cameras. And, you know, mind you, I mean, he's a veteran politician. Yeah, he's capable of doing a lot, but he's just not capable of being president. That's what that shows. So we have some decisions to make as the American people. And we need to make those decisions based on evidence that he might have cognitive issues. To me, there's the evidence that he has to be given notes, not on talking points, but on how to sit and to thank people and to leave. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Friday repealed pro-abortion legal precedent Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey in a 5-4 ruling, returning the matter of abortion to elected officials in each state. Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says Democrats can protect a woman's right to an abortion if Democrats retain the majority in Congress.
There is a plan, and that plan is to win the election, hopefully to get two more senators so that we can change the obstacles to passing laws for the good of our country.
Republican lawmakers are calling on the Justice Department to enforce protection of Supreme Court justices following the ruling and multiple protests outside Supreme Court justices' homes. This is USA Radio News. Senators on both sides of the aisle give the thumbs up to a gun control bill. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Senate passed gun control legislation Thursday, with some Republicans joining Democrats to attach more laws on law-abiding citizens. The 65-33 vote capped a month of negotiations. The red flag laws attached to the bill will give the government the okay to take guns away from anyone they deem unfit. Representative Roger Williams from Texas on Newsmax says we're doing this backwards.
We should secure our schools before we have the gun debate.
Friday marks 1 year since the deadly Surfside, Florida condo collapse. There's a public memorial being held involving family members, emergency officials, and politicians. Urban search and rescue crews will read the names of the 98 victims, and a torch will burn in their memory at Veterans Park in Surfside, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So with COVID came some fraud, and some people took advantage of money that the government gave. Other people made money by giving out fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. And a former nursing director in South Carolina has pled guilty Thursday to lying to federal agents about providing fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. Tammy Hudson McDonald, who worked at a Pruitt Health skilled nursing facility last summer, filled out cards for people she knew had not received the vaccine. This is according to an investigation by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, FBI, and South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. When authorities confronted McDonald after they were alerted to the fake cards last September, she told federal agents, contrary to evidence, that she had never given anyone a falsified vaccine card. That's according to Justice Department release. The defendant created a direct risk to the people of South Carolina by creating false vaccine documents for others to use, and she compounded this wrongdoing by lying to federal agents. And I don't know if she made money on the cards or if she just did it to help her friends out. As a registered nurse, she knew better and owed more to her community. Her attorney, Jim Griffin, told the Associated Press that McDonald has agreed to cooperate and accept responsibility for her conduct. She had provided the fake cards to a few family members at a Father's Day gathering, and her relatives have not been charged. Griffin, the attorney, told a U.S. magistrate in December that McDonald made one or two false vaccination cards for a relative at the University of South Carolina who has anti-vaccination beliefs. McDonald is vaccinated, and they're saying received no money for the fraudulent cards. So she did this to help out her family members. McDonald, 53 years old, of Columbia, faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine at her sentencing on September 20th. The government doesn't mess around, especially with vaccine cards. Now, I told you guys that the fake vaccine card market was huge. And the cards were pretty easy to duplicate because when people got their vaccine, they immediately posted it online so they wouldn't get discriminated against, so they could still go out to eat, so they wouldn't be accused. I posted mine, but I covered up some of the symbols on it. You know, what happened is I had not wanted to take take anybody else's shots. There weren't enough in the beginning, and I wasn't really worried about the side effects. But I was like, look, I'm healthy, I'm middle-aged, you know, let somebody else who needs it and is much more worried about COVID and doesn't have access to health care get it. And then, you know, people said, look, Dr. Dahlia, people are looking to you to see if you are getting it, if you're comfortable. So you're not getting it hurts more than helps. And I go, but I want to make sure everybody has one. They go, we got plenty. So I went to the health department. And we did a video, sent it to the TV crew, asked if I had done it, and they'd love to share the video. So we did that so everybody could see I was comfortable taking it, and it was fine. But I knew that these cards were going to be very easily duplicated. And the government wanted to make sure that nobody cheated. And so they really put a lot of resources into this. And my problem was, is if you don't want people doing fake cards, then get rid of the mandate. Don't mandate. But if people feel that they're not going to be able to go to school, if they're not going to be able to go to work and support their family, you bet your butt people are going to lie, cheat, steal, do what they need to. Their family comes first. If they don't want to get something injected into their body, they're not going to do it. And so, you know, here you have a nurse, and I could just imagine how the conversation went. Look, do you have access to these cards? Because we don't want to take it, and we don't want to have to drop out of school, and we don't want to, you know, and maybe she didn't want to. Maybe, you know, she was pressured into it. Families can be very persuasive. But the problem is she did that. She put her license on the line, and now she's possibly facing jail time because of fake vaccine cards. And there's a lot of them. You know, when you told me that, and my patients in Alabama and Mississippi were telling me that they were being refused work, refused going to a restaurant, when there were white folks that were able to go into the restaurant and eat, you know, you can't convince me that everybody that had a card did it because they got the shot. People got access to cards. Was it Antonio Brown that tried to ask his chef to get him a card, get him the vaccine cards? You know, when you are faced with a mandate and severe consequences, there's going to be fraud. And it's so funny because people are like, oh, there's no fraud in the election. There was no fraud in the election. Okay, if people can get a hold of fake vaccine cards, you bet your butt they got a hold of ballots also. I mean, it's, you know, that's what people do. And I hear people say, oh, there was no fraud, not one shred of evidence of fraud. In my neck of the woods, yeah, there was somebody who voted for his dead wife. He got arrested. People vote for dead people all the time in elections. Yeah, there was fraud. Was it enough to overturn the election? I don't know. But there was fraud. And so, you know, here we are going, gosh, you know, there could have been hundreds of thousands of these things that got out into circulation. But no, nobody messed with the election. Well, come on. So hopefully these mandates never come back. We don't know, though. You know, I was asked if I think the mandates are done and never coming back. Here's the problem. All right, the vaccine is all about an old virus right now. The vaccine was made for a three-year-old virus. We have a very obsolete vaccine, and people are getting COVID no matter what. Just had another patient today with COVID. I go, have you been vaccinated? She goes, yes, vaccinated and boosted, and I have COVID. So vaccination and boosting doesn't seem to have the same sort of weight. And the excuse the mandators used is, look, you have to vaccinate to protect the people around you for herd immunity. Well, now that we know a vaccinated individual is coughing, sneezing, and spraying COVID just like anybody else, it's moot. I said that since day one. So based on all that, mandates shouldn't come back. But the problem is government is run by stupid people. And when they update the vaccine, could come the next round of mandates. They could say, but this is the updated vaccine. We have a new strain. This new strain is worse. We're going to mandate again. So the government could do anything. People might forget. All it takes is another bad strain, and they could completely change things around. So do I think mandates could come back? You would think that the U.S. has already been very blatant and open about how much they hated it and how unpopular it was. But if there's a bad COVID wave and the hospitals get overwhelmed, or we have a bad COVID and flu wave, they could say, all right, guys, we're going to mandate the flu shot. You know, we forget. See, flu has been on the back burner. Flu mandates were not very popular. They were done in multiple medical settings, but not very popular. And all it takes is a bad flu, and they could flip the mandate switch. And it was really disorganized, you know, with the card, because people said if you lose your vaccine card, you're screwed. There's no major database. Now, we started to have a database. That's why I went straight to the health department, because I wanted to make sure I was somewhere in the system, because I didn't want to be accused of not getting it. And that's not why you get a vaccine. You don't get a vaccine because you're scared to death that you're not going to be able to go into a restaurant or go to work. But that's how they did it. Under the pretense of, well, because you have to protect those that don't get vaccinated. No, because the average vaccinated person was not wearing a mask, and they were breathing and coughing and partying it up and still had it. So, you know, what should somebody do? You know, what should this nurse's, what should her punishment be? Well, technically, if she did falsify a government document, she is in trouble. And she probably will lose her license. It stinks because if her family guilted her into it, you know? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what's that song that I want to be a millionaire so flippin' bad? So there was a song came out, I don't know, maybe 10-some years ago. I remember my kids singing it. And I'm like, I don't know if you want to be a millionaire. Now, I mean, you know, a lot of taxes. Everybody thinks you have more money than you do. And you don't really get to buy the Lamborghini and all that like you think you do because, you know, if you actually do make that money, you probably have a lot more expenses than you think. And a very interesting study came out saying most people do not want to be billionaires. In fact, they believe that you could have the ideal life if you have approximately $8-9 million.
That would be nice. But in terms of being a billionaire, people don't want to be a Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates or Soros or Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. Researchers surveyed 7,000 people living in countries around the world, including the UK, US, China, France, India, and Australia. They found that the majority of people do not want any more than roughly $10 million US dollars to live an absolutely ideal life. Results suggest, quote, unlimited wants, an economic principle that people want an unlimited amount of money and possessions, is not very popular. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, according to Daily Mail, is currently the world's richest person. He has a net worth of $216 billion. Okay, he looks happy to me. I think he's happy. Most people would ideally like far less than this over a lifetime. Maybe they think such a colossal amount is too greedy. The new study was done by psychologists at universities of Bath, Bath Spa, and Exeter, and published in Nature Sustainability. Yeah, universities of Bath Spa. I mean, that I didn't realize it was... I mean, I get Bath, but Bath Spa, that's like something that you would get at a spa. The ideology of unlimited wants, when portrayed as human nature, can create a social pressure for people to buy more than they actually want. That's according to study author Dr. Paul Bain at the University of Bath. They say discovering that most people's ideal lives are actually quite moderate could make it socially easier for people to behave in ways that are more aligned with what makes them genuinely happy and to support stronger policies to help safeguard the planet. That's what he says. For the study, the team surveyed 7,800 people across 33 countries, spanning six continents, to see how much money they wanted to achieve an absolutely ideal life. In 86% of the countries, the majority of people thought they would achieve their absolutely ideal lives if they had $10 million or less. Some countries, they thought $1 million would be fine. They said these amounts, that should say, represent a person's ideal wealth across their whole lifetime, so they are relatively moderate, even though it sounds like a lot. So $10 million, yeah, for 1 week is a lot of money, but in terms of your lifetime, you know, that's still pretty modest. They said a substantial minority, between 8% and 39%, wanted as much money as they could get. So Elon Musk having over $200 billion. Is he happy? He looks happy to me. I mean, here's the thing with money, okay? We have in the movies made people with money look evil. People with money usually die in the movies. The bad things happen to them. We make them the bad guy in the movie, and then they die. Or somebody wants to kill them. Or they become a target, or they got their money illegally. And so they always, you know, have to be paranoid. And so you look at that and you go, well, man, I'm glad I'm not rich. So you feel good when you leave the movie. And you see the little apartment that's so comfortable and all that. And you're like, okay, that, yeah, I'm glad I have my apartment. I'm glad I'm happy. But it is interesting. It is a concept that I think does need to be discussed because I see this, one of the biggest curses out there are these has-been actors that were once famous, where you have stalkers, and these stalkers won't stop for decades, but you're not in the movies anymore. You're not making enough money to have security, so you're working at a local store or local gas station, and you still have, you know, news outlets following you, you have pictures of you plastered, and you have no privacy. And so you became famous, you were big at one time, you're not big now, and you don't have the money for round-the-clock security. Remember there was an actress who made $1 million on a project, and she lives in New York. And by the time she broke down what she has to spend for her rent, for security, for food, for travel, and all that, she didn't bring home much of that $1 million. Because when you are a star, you end up having higher costs. You know, we in radio have a predicament because we're very open with people. And we're very down to earth, and we don't think of ourselves as stars. I mean, I'm sure the Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity's, and, you know, they do, but and Rush Limbaugh may rest in peace. But for most of us, we're regular, everyday people. But we get stalkers. we get people that I had people break into my home. I had people that wanted to meet my kids. We had to then choose a school that had a guard and gate. I didn't want to spend that money. I went to public school. I was fine with public school. But now you have safety issues. And in radio, you don't make the money that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston make. And so you do have to be careful what you wish for. You know, people wish for fame. I would not wish for fame. But if you have fame, you can make money, and then everything you touch turns to gold. Not entirely. You can become a has-been very fast, very quickly. And so I think I understand that a lot of people, you know, maybe it's because of Hollywood, maybe it's because of, you know, growing up. You know, when I grew up, most of the time we were poor. We had a couple good years. And so, you know, my family didn't really speak high of rich people. You know, they showed us how you could still be happy poor. And I remember my childhood overall, with the exception of the beatings, you know, I overall remember my childhood as a happy childhood, and we were poor. Now, I remember my mom had us run out of the car into a McDonald's to grab the jelly because she bought a loaf of bread for us for breakfast that week, and then the jelly we could get for free at McDonald's. And then we grabbed the jelly, and then we ran back in the car, or I think we had a car. And that's how we ate breakfast for the week, because we had bread with some jelly on it. And I remember being happy. I mean, I really wanted an Egg McMuffin, but, you know, I got to have a little bit of McDonald's on my food. So I think a lot of us that aren't you know, of well-off means get this attitude towards being rich. Well, you don't want to want that anyway. Now, you know, if you tell me, look, Dahlia, look, you won the lottery. And you're going to have this money. Oh, my gosh. I would donate here, and I would build a school, or I would donate to cancer research or build a hospital wing, and I would, you know, help out my family members that didn't have money, and I would do all sorts of stuff, you know, and that would be, you know, for my community. And, you know, I'm looking at all the amazing things, and I would have a big smile on my face doing it. So, trust me, if I had access to that money, I think there's a lot of good I could do, and I would probably vote to try to get the money. But I don't think I want to live a life where I always have to be looking over my shoulder, where somebody is being my friend because they think I have money. I mean, I already had that as a doctor, and it wasn't fun. People were my friend because they wanted to see me for free, or they wanted prescriptions. And once they found out I'm not writing you a prescription on a Saturday, you got to, you know, go by, we got to do it by the book, that all of a sudden they weren't my friend anymore. I don't need that. I don't need to know that somebody is interested in me because of my money. You know, if you think I'm good looking, I want to know that you think I'm good looking, not because the 8 million is good looking. So I think I could understand that. And, you know, power to the people who are honest about that. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.